tata tata fa.
This church.
Le botlhokwa mo kerekeng.
Build.
Ka hoaga.
Because inside that word.
Ka hore ka fo gare ga lefoko leo.
The meaning of that word in Hebrew.
Tlhaloso ya lefoko leo ka Sehebera.
In fact, the word in Hebrew is bana.
Lefoko leo ka Sehebera ke bana.
And if you know what is the word for son in Hebrew, it's the word ben. It means when you build a house, which is a family, when you build a house, you build it with sons or with children. The strength of a house or a family is found in the quality of children it has.
Thata ya kago ya ntlo yona if it kerewa mo baneng ba ba ga mmogolo wena.
And it is our responsibility to build you into sons of God.
Ke maikarabelo a rona gore rona re le yage mo moreneng ja ka barwa.
It is that word that we use, which is maturity. When you mature spiritually, your life begins to take the shape of the personality of Jesus Christ.
In other
words, when you begin to mature spiritually, you become, quote unquote, a small Jesus.
How and how simula wa kaka mo Kristo usimula kona jare no pola oja kaka Kristo na Kristo muni.
And that is the realm of dominion. Because Jesus always dominated all the environments he was in. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we build, it is very important for us as leaders to structure the house. In other words, it's not only on the side of teaching the word of God. It is also in how we administer the house. And therefore, the administration and the structuring of the house must create an enabling environment. It must create an environment that enables you to practice what you are taught, not only outside in the world, but here in the house and among ourselves. The way to administer the house of God must eventually become a culture. The way we live. And everybody in the house must subscribe to that culture. And therefore today, we decided that I'm going to take one of the pastors in the house. Our pastors are working hard. And they are having results. So we decided to take one of them to come and share with us what they as pastors do within the administering of the house. And to explain to some of you who may not be understanding why we do certain things the way we do them outside this gathering. Because church does not end here. We have to live the life out there. Amen, Bazalwane.
Amen.
Yes, so I have one of our sons who will be sharing with you about small groups. Yeah, he will share about them and he will give testimonies and Listen carefully and please hear him out.
So
let's put our hands together
for
Pastor Mthembu.
Moruti Mthembu.
Good morning, family. And I greet even the family online that is joining there. It's always a pleasure to have you around and to have you online joining us every Sunday. And it is our hope that we are growing from glory to glory. I take this time to honor and to greet our spiritual parents, Moruti le Mamoruti. And to thank them for this opportunity and for the heart that they have to build. Through sons like Daddy was explaining now. I also acknowledge and honor all my fellow pastors in the house that are present here and those who are out in the satellites. I say to you, this is the testimony of the work that we do as Moruti Atlalusite. I also acknowledge all the elders and the leadership. Let me say, the protocol as observed. Otherwise, I'll stand here because of, as I was sitting there, I was tempted to acknowledge you by name one by one, and I realized that that will be a sermon on its own. And that was coming to me because of the love that I have for you. You know, there is the love that the book of the Corinthians 13 encourages us to have. But there is this love that you personally have for the people of God. Amen. And that is what I'm conveying to you this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just before we go on, I just want you to help me. Look at the person next to you on the left and on the right. Just tell them, I honor you. Yeah, just tell them, I honor you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to waste much time. And thank you, Dad, for doing all the prerequisites. That forces me to go straight into the word. And I brought my reading glasses. I thought I should bring them just in case I need them. No, as we work, we spend a lot of time on screens and barkunale glare and what and this and our eyes. Oh, it is at this point where I must acknowledge my wife. Yeah, Suguma Mkambakbon. Amen. I'm thinking about it because she's feeding me a lot of carrots these days, so yeah. I didn't want to speak about carrots without acknowledging her, so I had to do things in order. And you know, this carrot, she doesn't feed me carrots so that I can see her. She's feeding me carrots so that I can, one day when I preach, I can be able to convey what God is saying to you. So actually, she's doing this for all of us, for the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The title of my presentation or message is The Importance of Fellowship or Empowerment Sessions.
Se tlhogosa mesa letsatsi le ke botlhokwa ba kopanelo
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, kopanelo. So let us quickly look at the definitions of these two words, fellowship and empowerment, quickly. So fellowships is a friendly association, especially with people who share one's interest. So it means in fellowship, people will be talking about common things. They will be brought together because they believe in common interests or hobbies, or you name them. And empowerment, or to be empowered, is to give or grant power by one person or an institution. So GKCC as an institution can empower you.
GKCC jona jaka setheo e khona go gonatlafatsa.
Or confer on you, or delegate, or put some form of authority over you. That is what empowerment means. So the question is, why empowerment, why e-sessions, why all this? Let me take us a step back and maybe try and address these gatherings as cells, because I want to use the analogy of a body. So, in this house, gatherings or e-sessions,
the e-sessions
are not programs. Amen. They are not programs. Just look at your neighbor and tell them, e-sessions are not programs. Help me preach it. But they are actually the church. When we speak church, we do not speak this Sunday gathering. Amen. E-sessions or small gatherings during the week, that is the actual church. Now, the Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Remember, it's a small gathering, and we say it's a cell, and we say it's a church, it's not a program. And then we say the church is the body of Christ. So, without saying much into biology or that science, we know that if the cells are healthy, then the body is healthy. Amen?
Amen.
So, healthy cells, healthy bodies. So, if your cells are sick, then your body is sick. I'm tempted to ask you, Hore, how's your church? No. Don't answer me now. Because if you say sick, it means the cells are sick. And they don't multiply. The body doesn't grow. The body is not healthy. So healthy cells produce a healthy body. Are we together so far? So if any person, let's say, walks into this gathering or looks at GKCC and they think this church is not healthy, what they will actually be meaning, they will be meaning the cells of this house are not healthy. So they cannot measure the health of this body on a Sunday service. But this Sunday service is a reflection. of the health of the cells that make up this body. Amen.
Amen.
So GKCC is not a personality-led church, but a purpose-driven church. So that is why we have heard over and over again Muruti saying, that is why this is GKCC, Grace Kingdom Community Center, it's not Wanga Mogale Community Center.
Ke ka mo rupa Muruti gantsi ya bua gore ke Grace Kingdom Community Center ga se Wanga Mogale Center.
Ra tlhaloganyana ba salwane.
Are we together?
This is a purpose driven church. And in a personality-led church, the survival of the church depends on the leader. Again, if the leader is present, the church is vibrant. It is alive. There is excitement. And when the leader is in Nigeria, people join online. That should not be the case. Because this is not a personality-led church. There is a purpose that we must all be engraved in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, because we do not depend on the leader, but the purpose-driven church is dependent on the purpose when it is understood and pursued. That is why our parents, they spend a lot of time to teach and to make us understand the calling and the purpose and the vision. So that they can go on vacation for 6 months and still know that we know what we're supposed to do. We know our identity, what this house is all about. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Bazalwan? I say, Muruti, Lima Muruti, they should be able, if we've got healthy cells, they should be able to go on a vacation and don't worry. Instead, when they come back, they must find that there is no space for them even here where they're sitting.
Unje.
We have multiplied because healthy cells multiply.
Amen.
Amen. The biblical basis of what I'm saying, it's recorded in the book of Exodus chapter 18. Verse 13 to 24. I want us to read it together. It is what I call the retrogression principle.
You say it's a bizarre retrogression.
Jethro. So it is Jethro speaking about delegation. So this is not Hebrew. This is not Hebrew. It's English. Retrogression. It's two words. It is the advice or the consultation of Jethro and how he advised his son-in-law. So it is the retrogression principle. Can we read it from verse 13 to
24?
Let's go 1, 2, 3. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning. La bona mathata already.
Can you see the problem?
So Moses is naga vacationing. Naga tsa leave.
Onaka na mo leave.
Naga ikutsa. From morning till evening. Next verse. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone?" Hey, that wait. Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from? Lena afu attention.
This is the father-in-law is here and then he seeks attention.
Because akuna nako.
There is no time.
Once ba mmotsa ba amose nka leave. Hey, you are exhausted.
Been telling Muruto take leave.
Hey, rest.
And Muruto does not rest.
You know, that's why I love the Jethro Gation. So Jethro observes what the son-in-law does. Let's read from verse 15 and hear how he responds. Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Verse
17.
Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. I repent." Somebody say, "I repent in Jesus' name." Verse
18.
"You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone." Now I love this from verse 19. "Listen now to me and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Now, teach them his decrees and instructions. And show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave." Amen. Is this what we've been taught in this house? Go back to verse 20.
Go back to verse 20.
Have we been taught the decrees and instructions? Have we? Have we been shown the way that we are to live? And how we must behave? No, agree Moses. Kera in GKCC. So, if an auditor from heaven comes, can we tick a box on that one? So, I give you verse 20. My verse 20, can GKCC go like? Tango. Verse
21.
Ah, I love this. "But select capable men from all the people." The criteria is men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands as pastors, over hundreds as e-pastors." "And 50s as e-coaches, and 10s as e-leaders." Thousands as pastors, Hundreds SE pastors. And 50s. SE coaches. And 10s. SE leaders. And take a toothpick. Sit down with me and let me tell you what. Matswala ha o tsogile ya.
Amen.
Can you picture with me how Jethro as a father-in-law is relieving Moses? There are a lot of dynamics that come into play, and there is a lot of love. There is a lot of relief and health in the whole advice. And then verse 22 says, have them serve as judges for the people at all times. In their areas. Makau Mututlun town. Bible how you short. But have them to bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases, they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter. Because they will share it with you. Amen.
Amen.
Is this a sound advice from a father-in-law? He says, if you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain. And all these people will go home satisfied. Now, Moses, with a teachable heart and spirit, listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. And to God be the glory. Actually, at this point, I can just make the altar call. Amen.
Amen.
The message is very clear from this passage. Amen.
Amen.
But what is the difference between fellowship and empowerment? Because maybe we need to deep dive a little bit into these small groups and gatherings. Fellowship is brought together by common interests, like I said. And empowerment, it strengthens the relationship. Fellowship allows for deeper intimacy, while empowerment sessions makes room for relationships to develop. Fellowship develop friendships. Empowerment sessions allow for the deepening of the weight through the Q&A. Isn't it Honano Ahonaro came seller, Mrutum Tembu go back 2 times, 3 times, and you ask me a question in this setup?
Ah.
Nazo. Nakwabuza di putzo ko e session. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. It says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to reign, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So these are types of intimacies and friendships and relationships that I'm talking about. That makes sure that you are secured spirit, soul, and body. A friend who can say, "Chomi ar kopane ko selema ntsibuana."
Let's meet at the E-session tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Fellowship authenticates the relationship in the empowerment session. An empowerment session is a place of exchange from others, and you also give to them. Amen.
Amen.
But then you'll agree with me that fellowship and empowerment sessions have one thing in common. They are both fueled by commitment. So it is a decision, but there must be a commitment to the decision with an understanding that is embedded in us to say this is not a program, but it is the actual church. Jesus Christ fellowshiped with his disciples. So the ideology of fellowship is not a strange thing. Among some of the fellowships, there was this one at the Last Supper, where Jesus declares that he calls the disciples his friends. Because he shared everything with them. And that is recorded in the book of John 15:15. That says, "No longer do I call you servants. For the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made it known to you." I'm trying to show us what fellowship and what empowerment sessions can create among us. Amen. In the book of John 17, Jesus Christ was praying. We know how he prayed for the disciples. How he thanked the Father, and how he committed the disciples and everybody who would later believe. And in verse 20 he says, "My prayer is not for them alone, but I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." That all of them may be one. Father, just as you and me are one, or and I'm in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So, do you realize that an empowerment session or a small group gathering is not just a program that you can tick a box, or it is very serious business, where authentic relationships can be built, that investment can take place. Amen.
Amen.
This church is big, and we've got a number of people. In fact, I've always been shocked by a person telling me that I've been coming here for the past 3 years. I normally meet people and say, "Oh, welcome." I say, "No, I've been coming here for the past 4 years, five, 3 years, and they've been coming and sitting and going, receiving the weight. And do you have a witness in the house? Have you met such people as well? Amen. Greet somebody when it's or
hunger. That is the time when I greet them.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's very important that you must belong to one of the cell groups or empowerment sessions when you are part of this house. Otherwise, you're going to feel irrelevant, unloved, unattended to, unembraced. Amen.
Amen.
And it will be a very cold space for you in the house. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we need to make sure, after today, we need to make sure that you are located within the umbilical cord of this house. So that when life flows, you are also at the point of delivery. Amen. But relationships, they need maintenance too. Now, one of the reasons why relationships do not thrive, and when relationships do not thrive, they affect fellowship negatively. One of the reasons it's offense. Amen. Somebody say offense. Now, offense are inevitable. They will come. When people gather with different opinions, with different personalities and approaches and offense. Amen.
Amen.
Now, sometimes we get offended and then we stop relating and then we stop the fellowship. Now the problem is, it is from this house where we've been taught everything. I cannot even start to speak about offense. We've been taught. We've been taught how to value things, how to honor things, how to separate issues. And one of the beautiful things that keeps me going, particularly to handle this one, it is the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
Family, do not have any idea how it has kept me and my family afloat. Because I've realized that offense will come anyway. But daily, I pray and say, Lord, help me to forgive those who sin against me. And as you forgive me my own sins. Now, this prayer, you don't pray it once a week or monthly. Daily. So that is why you look like a robot. You know, somebody offends you, you wake up the following morning, you love them like you can give them everything, like you love them genuinely. So you love them, you try to love them. You understand that you prayed and you asked God to forgive you. And the same way you need God's forgiveness, is the same way you forgive this person. So in other words, offenses cannot be a reason why you don't go to empowerment sessions.
Amen.
Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse
13.
I love this word. Bearing. Forbearing. Forbearance. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Amen. So also do you. Bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Amen. I'm speaking like this because of there's no, it's not possible for people to co-dwell. And particularly, you see, here we can survive because you can choose where you want to sit, away from Mom Joy, away from Christina, at a far corner where you won't even smell her cologne. But at the small group, it's a dining room. That is why no cell must be 50 people, then you call it a cell. It's a church now. And somebody can hide and not speak for 6 months. Busy making the loudest amen so that you don't realize that they don't contribute. Before the facilitator finishes, I hear you. And you don't realize that this person does not actually contribute. That is why it's important that the cell must be 3, 4, 5 people. Eyeball to eyeball, voice to voice. Peeling each other like an onion. Unmasking and being open and vulnerable. And not vulnerable to one another, but vulnerable first to God through the word. That's where the question will be asked. What did you hear God say to you when this word was unpacked? Then everyone must say something. Amen. No, I love my boss that I'm working with. He will put you in a meeting, but whether you contribute or not during the meeting, he won't trouble you. But at the end, before he closes, he will say, all of us one by one, what is your home take? If you were busy on your phone, if you're busy drawing flowers, well, then you must tell us about flowers. So this has made people one never to want to be invited to his meetings. Because he wants a home take, and when you're giving your home take, he will acknowledge you. He will say, wait, give him a hand of applause. And now, by that time, you're busy preparing your speech, you're trying to remember what they said, and you are in trouble. So that's exactly what must happen in a small empowerment session. Few people, everyone must say something. And you know, sometimes some people, they start being, I do not know what is an introvert and extrovert, but extrovert is this one. Eh? Extrovert is this one.
Yes.
So some people start being introverts by nature. But by revelation, they become, the more the light illuminates, the more their hearts get full. Out of the hearts, the mouth begins to speak. And some people meet them and say, you were not like this. It was not so in the beginning. What is your secret? Then they say empowerment session. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why everyone will and must grow and can grow. But I promise you, with this session, you can't. On Sunday, you can't. And in fact, the enemy is roaring and waiting like a lion. 7 days is a very long time, saints. In 7 days, a lot of things happen. Within 7 days, people die, people are born. In 7 days, in a week, in 7 days, from today and next week, Sunday, a lot of things are going to happen in the world. And if you think this death we are discussing now is going to sustain until next week, Sunday, by now you should be knowing that it's not true. Unless you listen to it, the more at the, okay, let me not say at the E-session, the more you tell somebody about it, it depends in you. And a revelation opens up. You see another angle. So you grow into this. Amen. But when you are quiet, you are like that servant who was given a talent and then they put it in the ground. And next week Sunday, they bring it back to GKC and say, this is the talent you gave me last week Sunday. You cannot expect me to multiply it. Here it is again. And multiply it. Forbearance is choosing not to retaliate when wronged. Forbearance, it's exceeding terms to benefit another. It's extending terms to benefit another person. Instead of demanding a justifiable immediate payment, you extend. Forbearance is the long suffering the Lord has towards sinners who need Him. So forbearance, I know capacity. That is why we were taught here, increase your capacity. I'm a brother, I'm telling you. We are in trouble. I feel like we've been taught everything there is to be taught for people to succeed. And a little topic is increase your capacity.
Yo,
I'm telling you, we are in trouble. So as it is actually, we've got no choice but to grow not downwards, upwards. Everyone. Different paces, but there's a level. The next level, it is your level. Tell your neighbor that the next level, it's your level. We must grow. It is your level. God forbids that after everything that we have taught, even the topics that are so incriminating, we remain.
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 17, verse 1 and 2 says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. Tell your neighbor that it not through me. It is not through me. Why? Because the Bible says it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck. Amen. So there must be a determination to say, I am a building block. I'm a Ben. A son. And I will be banaying. I'm now borrowing, I'm stealing now. So if you are a brick, you'll be fitted positively into the building. There must be a determination. Saints will differ. We are different people. But we are heirs of this kingdom. And we value one another too much above anything. Let me run quickly. So let me just do this. An E-session must be like fire. Amen. I'm closing down now. An E-session must be like fire. Do you understand what is a fire? Ne? So the symbolism of... Yeah. So, for a fire to combust and to be sustained, you need those elements. So, you need oxygen. You need heat. And you need fuel. Now, if you remove any of those, the fire is extinguishable. If you remove fuel, nothing is now giving the balance. So, the symbolism of the fire in the Bible is rich. And it often represents God's presence and or the visual manifestation of God. That is fire. Like in the case of Moses. So what did Moses see? So a burning bush. It also signifies purification and transformation. The refining of gold in a furnace. So it means a cell must be able to refine you and bring the purity out of you. Fire also symbolizes God's wrath and judgment. Do you remember Sodom and Gomorrah? So God made brimstone to rain there from the heavens because of wickedness, of the wickedness that was there. However, it is important to know that the fires destructive power it's not punitive. It's not like God can just burn. It is a response. It comes as a response of the sinfulness of human and disobedience. Like it came to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, but because Mara, The burning comes as a response like it did. Amen. So, an E-session must be warm. Amen. So I want us to keep this picture, not necessarily koro we beam. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Then the 10 and 12. But it do not come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Amen. In the fire. Agir. So like in Moses' encounter, it is a cell is a place of the presence of God.
So,
yeah, so la bona gore the presence of God is not only in this house. Ko seleng. The last time ne re le ko ganta te matlala rilo nortletsang ne re lo launcher a cell.
Ntate matlala's place rilo launcher cell.
And you know, part of the process, we committed the house to the Lord, the yard, the environment. Then I was telling them, "Hey, ogaring keling tuwa, kaka mo kora rapetsing kateng re."
I wish it was my house because we left the fire of the Lord there.
So I want to encourage you. Open up your house for a sale. And allow the pastors to come and launch a sale in your house. And let the presence of God dwell there. When it is done deliberately, as an offering, calculatively. It's like, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, kind of a principle. And it was beautiful, amen. And then we spoke over the cell, we prophesied, we declared, and we believe and trust God. And thank you, Bahamatlala, for doing that, for allowing your house to be the dwelling place of the Lord. Just to encourage them. It's a beautiful thing. So it is a place of commissioning. Because verse 10, Mudimu in their encounter, Mumulomolo, Ora Mozare, so now go. And I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. So a cell is like a place. It is in a cell where commissioning can take place. Amen. Because that's where you discover your calling and your gift. Look, we may be sitting here with a lot of gifts, but there is no space. We are working against time. And we can only say, join ministry, join ministry. But we discover you. God actually discovers you through the word, through others. It is a place of affirming. Verse 22 says, and God said, I will be with you. When Moses was trying to say, hey, lelemi, I will be with you. So, koseleng, it's a place where you go into a cell, not sure. You sit in a cell. You walk out with your head held high, having heard God saying, I will be with you. That interview tomorrow, that situation, I am with you. Kiko seleng. Verily, verily, I say unto you, brethren, many are the days where I knocked off and I went into a cell, feeling very tired physically. Many are those days. Amen. Because Jesus last said, I do not listen to my body saying you are tired.
I don't listen to my body because
or feeling sicky. Having had a bad day, because sometimes there are bad days in the office. The refreshment is when you see your brothers and God begins to speak through them to you and affirm to you and say, I am with you, I'll be with you. You will die if you wait to get that on Sunday. It is a place of divine collaboration and dealing with stubbornness. That is in verse 14 and 17 when Aaron was so stubborn, Moses was so stubborn as a jester. Aaron, Narwa, Dodge, Mudimar, collaborate.
Moshe, Nava, Tlakama, Kahuipata, Mimudimar,
where? I don't displace you, I won't replace you. Collaborate with Aaron. Aaron will be your mouthpiece. So it is at the cell where gifts begin to marry each other. Collaboration begins there. Teamwork. And this happens when Acts chapter 2, verse 42 comes into action. When you devote yourselves to the teachings of the apostles, and you fellowship together, and break bread, and pray. That is how it happens. Amen.
Amen.
Time is against me, but I need to finish this. This is important. When we speak of fire, I want us to see what happens when you do not go to the E-sessions. Amen.
Amen.
Because the E-session is like a safe haven for brethren to stay spiritually alive. If you isolate yourself, you become vulnerable to the enemy and to his attacks. So you need heat. Remember, it's one of the elements that keeps the fire burning. You need heat. Zechariah chapter 3, verse
2.
And it says, and the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations. Satan. Oh, devil. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. Why? Because this man, now this was Joshua the high priest standing there and the enemy was accusing him and then the Lord says, this man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. Come on, someone. What the Lord was saying was that umukreile ka rena sa tsene sele motho.
Somebody, the Satan can say motho na sa tsene sele.
Arang ko mukreile ka mara sele no ka se motshware.
If nal mo sele you would never touch him.
And it's like a lock snatched out of the fire.
O tswana le motswa yiso le gonlele tukang le letswa mo mollo.
Amen. So that means how sa tsene sele o ikentsa mo mollong. You make yourself breakfast.
If you now you remove yourself from
for
fire,
the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Luke 24, verse 32, 33.
Luke 24, verse 32.
Yeah. What I was saying about going to the cell, tired, getting out, energized, it is recorded there. The energy from the fellowship can cause you to stand up. Come re go nka bushuba makale le laboraro or labone o tla o le fresh ba re ba.
You surprise your colleagues at work.
Yesterday when we left, we received bad news from the head office. Today you are so energetic. Yesterday we were all gloomy. Luke 24, verse 32, 33. Quickly, it says, when he was at the table with them, fellowship. That is Jesus. He took bread, gave thanks, broke it and began to give it to them. In a cell, we take bread, we break it. We know what is bread, Agir. The weight. We take bread. Then their eyes were open. So, when bread is broken, eyes, revelations will come. Jesus will be revealed to people. The answers to their questions begins to surface. They recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, Hey, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Fellowship brings heat that is necessary for the fire. I love the last verse. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. After the revelation, after fellowship, they were energized.
Amen.
So, in the small group, there's prayer. We pray one for another. So, prayer is a spiritual oxygen. And just as oxygen is vital to our natural lives, and it's necessary as one of the elements to keep the fire burning, so prayer is vital to our spiritual life.
Amen.
And the last one, we spoke about heat, about oxygen, and about fuel. The word of God is fuel. The fire can only burn brightly if it is supplied with good fuel. That fuel is God's word, which must not only be studied carefully and prayerfully, but must be taken in the heart and lived out in the life. The inspiration and powerful working of the Holy Spirit alone can do this. And this can be found in a cell, in an empowerment session. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. So you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous. So we've been called to raise a people who will establish the kingdom of God in all spheres of life. God trusted all of us to be part of this vision. And he gave it to our spiritual parents. He had to give it to someone, Basalwan. It could have been Ntate Motala Uta, but God had to give it to someone. And in this case, it is our pastor, it is our apostle, and our mother. And then we were called to come and help them execute it. Now, the devil will not stand idle and fold his arms and watch us. No, I was listening to Daddy when he said, we become Jesus. when we are built. And I was thinking to myself that the more we become Jesus, the more the enemy takes notice. Because after 40 days of fasting, he went to him. So you see, we are sober. We understand the authority that we get. We understand the weapons of our warfare, that they are not carnal. We are not afraid. We know how to beat our plowshares into weapons of war. So we are all called and equipped to be effective people. So we are taught the word so that we can qualify in our calling. That is why I love what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Paul said,
it shook my spirit when I read it. When he said, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. Who correctly handles the word of truth. Ka vision engwe, study to show yourself approved unto God. Amen.
Amen.
So, we are called into this vision. And we cannot disappoint our calling. Some of the best practices to a successful e-sessions are the following. To get it right, we must employ good practices. So we must see the area through God's eyes. Amen.
Amen.
Not the way Reka Jajang with men. I mean, we've been taught about the shekel of. We've been taught about the shekel of the sanctuary. That is another trouble now. We've been taught how to value each other, how to look at each other. The shekel of the sanctuary is our standard, not the earthly standard. We value according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Amen. Our value system is different. So your area where you stay, look at it like you're sitting with Jesus on the right hand of the Father. Take a hawk's view. Look at it like that. Don't look at it like you are a victim. You are within it. And allow the Spirit of God to give you that appreciation. Never allow poor attendance to discourage you from what fellowship can achieve. Never. Never.
Listen.
I'm trying to imagine, can God give up on us when we do not do things? So leaders who are here, don't be surprised when the pastor or an e-pastor
Amen.
It will be out of love and out of that understanding. As leaders, we hold intentional, regular meetings with area leaders. Amen. To discuss the progress and the landscape and the state of affairs in our areas.
Ageros
Mabula, so, what I know does not work is when that meeting must take place after church. Amen.
Amen.
Because after church, we can only decide on emergency things as an area, what we need just to close loop or quickly. But we cannot plan the success of an area. after church here. No, no, we can't, Bazalwan. So we need to leave your Saturday, be disrupted, be disturbed, shift washing and things, come to a meeting. Once you are in a meeting, you will make it count. And the area will really blossom. No, no, I'm not saying things that we do not practice. I know, and we fight about time, we fight about things, but we keep on calling people, we keep on calling people out, you
know.
So, when a person in the area or when the area or a cell is doing good, we acknowledge and applaud it and we encourage it and we learn from the cell. Or an individual in a cell. Amen. So this encourages people to keep on doing good. Imagine komerekong oberka harte abare sepe. Otlamogerekeng oberka harte abare sepe. Oba la Bible mudimu are I am with you mara okolo godimong. So we need each other, man. We need that warmth. Well done, good and faithful servant. Kilo wana uli in a meeting ebo utisa opinion ebo munga usakondo u filanya na monate nyana beyang. Kuro fetso bua ebe muto munga re I concur. Or I support the last speaker. And barawe na nakwe. So allow leadership development by giving leaders opportunity to lead and be accountable. Amen. So how about e leader? You are a pastor to the people that you lead. How about a coach? So everybody, as pastors, we allow you to function and report back. We allow you to run. You know, we Jethro Gate. We Jethro Gate. There is a lot of skin is our improver. So you left beautiful pastors, very handsome, and because they will just delegate and they know that. And nakana na harile rile baruti rile health rile monate. What about our parents? Our plan kurtsanze re ba jise bodutu gore ba jwe ke bodutu so much ebe ba sa le batsa mabanya kana le mathata le dilo ba rena re ha ona batho ba banyalang re ka cancela boma na re khandi na a gona molato.
Pastors will come to us and look for whatever they can solve or they can do.
One of my dreams kuri Muruta go panel baruti ba pambana le mathata manchar. No, I won't come. I will send Tepo. In the house, he's got this thing about what you are talking about.
Muruti a khone go delegate at any time a feeling go delegate.
Nna na Tepo elester taga kereke itletse zwi ko Michigan Church of Christ wena we will address a particular area.
Muruti a rome Tepo
simply because of that vision. And why do you learn mango thing? Members of your cell.
What thing that I'm learning? Members study is a shiny
high. Umu na dene.
That will be wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
In conclusion, saints. I want us to look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
Go parallel 2 Peter chapter 1.
Verse 3-11.
Verse 3-11.
Says His divine power has already given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. Who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, he has given us his very great and precious promises. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And to goodness, study the Bible and get knowledge. And to knowledge, the Bible will make you to have self-control. And to self-control, forbearance and perseverance comes into place. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, mutual affection. And to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective in your cell and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, having a form of godliness but denying the power kind of a thing. You will not know God and still be unproductive, but you will be productive because of the amount of weight that you know. But whoever does not have these qualities is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and my sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Small.
Amen.
Now, you may be here in our midst and answering and wondering, actually, how do I get to get these elements and qualities? And how do I access the kingdom of God? Jesus answered them and said in John 14:6, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The first step is to belong to and accept the Word who is Jesus, because he's the center of everything. He's at the center of everything that we are doing. Amen. Or you may be here, you wish to slide back to a closer fellowship and relationship with him. Because you are not happy with your state right now. Or the state of your empowerment session. If you are here, please raise your hand. Though many has come, there is still a place for you. Can raise your hand and accept Jesus Christ. And when they speak about him, you also have got something to say because of you have accepted him. Your heart may be warm when we spoke and you realize that you have backslidden from your first love. And you say, Lord, I want to go back to my first love and slide back to you. Are you there? I don't want to take this opportunity away from you. And I don't want you to be shy. Don't be ashamed. Because these things can only be done under the sun here on earth. While we breathe, we've got an opportunity to repent and make it right with our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? Raise up your hand. Let me see you. Amen.
Amen.
I see no hand. Can you give the Lord a round of applause? Amen.
Amen.
So, as Muruta Talusite at the beginning,
just like the pastor has explained at the beginning,
that I was not preaching, these are administrative issues.
Amen.
Amen. So, today, as from today, for a couple of weeks to come, like I said, this is not a program, but it's church during the week in our houses. I wish to, in fact, I've been mandated by our parents to make sure there are tables. Can you see there are tables at the back? So each table is it's a table of the pastors of the areas of this house. Amen. So, do yourself a favor and belong. If you know that you are not in any empowerment session and you love to become, actually you must, because you know Muruti must be accountable for your life, and the only way he can know where you are at all times is when you are accountable to your leaders in the area.
Amen.
Amen. So there are different colors at the tables. I need you to listen carefully. The red color. Where is the red color? Red color. Where? There. All right. More row 1, 2. Kumaraha row 2. It is red color. Muruti Mlambo will be there with his e-pastors, e-coaches. If you are staying in extension 23, 24, 25, Harangwa View, unit 17, go there and register your name. They will tell you where the sales are taking place in those areas. The green zone, the green table there, it's zone 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Masakeng Rama.
All the zones there, Masakeng le Rama.
Go teng re tlokira Muruti Mojadi. Mwekets.
Pastor Mojadi.
Oh, yes. So we will, you will register there if you stay around those areas. And the color black, that is the table next to the door. Wow. My extreme left. Mabopane Kabalatsani Morula View Winterfeld. Ne? Winterfeld, Soshanguve, Hebron, OD. If you stay in these areas, you do not have a cell, please go there and be safe. Blue, right at the back there. TUT, Medunza, all the town areas up to Central Johannesburg. Josie. Go there, you will find Meflora Maputuma. Meflora Patsima. Logra Ausflora Patsima. Mama Sidiri, all the e-coaches ba town. Mtlabakrea kwale. Me and my wife will also come and greet you and welcome you. You are welcome already. And we will allocate a cell for you.
To have you today, and I'm sure the Lord has spoken to you. Well, let's meet again next week. Remember, 9 o'clock, we have our service in the building. 9:30, we go live. So I would like you to help me. Just like, share, subscribe, and let's get the gospel to go viral. We want Jesus Christ to really be Lord. Until next time, from me,